So, now that we're taking refuge, okay? So the before going through the ceremony with the refuge, you can take only refuge. Only refuge upasaka vow without the five or the upasaka vow. Without any of the five upasaka vows, the five lay vows. Or you can take refuge with the upasaka, the five lay vow. Or from the, from the five, you can take there are four, or three, two, or one. Those are vows. Abstaining from killing, that's the first one, abstaining from killing. The second one, abstaining from stealing. So the body is abstaining from sexual misconduct. So you see, basically, not having the sexual conduct, you see, sexual relationship, sexual conduct with the upset person, who has honor. So that I know. What is it? So it's been saying, you know, who has a wife, who has a husband. also, also family, father, mother is a family. But you see, as a person who's sort of free from that, then it's different. From parents, from husband, wife, and that is no honor. So that is was free from also honor parents, was free from that. You see, not much to do with the parents. You see, only the person has more power. So. So anyway, then other one is number 30 is abstaining from telling lies. Then the 51 is abstaining from living the morality, abstaining from drinking alcohol. So that is the fifth one, is that living the morality, abstaining from drinking alcohol. because that makes mind totally uncontrolled, and then so harmful to others, families, to other sentient beings, and very harmful, dangerous to yourself. So with that, you see, it must engage many many need karma. So it happened in the past. One story happened that I don't know where, Tibet or India. So one lady came with a goat. One lady came with a goat and then container of alcohol. I met a monk. She said, either you kill the goat, either you drink the alcohol, or you have sex with me. That's what she said. So she let the monk to choose. So monk told her, oh, killing the goat is a, you know, very heavy thing, karma, and also sex. And then, oh, maybe better to drink the alcohol. So he drank the alcohol. Then if I become uncontrolled, then he killed the goat and have sex. So did everything. So like that, you see. Unable to control the mind. So alcohol has that effect, you see, to to totally ruin the life, and then totally ruin the life. But even the worldly activities, even that you can't do that, you see. So that, you see. Then there are so many people in the world, they destroy their life, you know. So drink alcohol, then just you become like dead, you see. So much of your life laid down or become like dead or become so unbelievably harmful to the family, you know, to the wife, to the husband, to the children, parents, you know. Then so many car accidents, then destroy the family money completely, destroy. So, you know, not only unable to use for dharma, to collect so much good karma, not only unable to that, even for the families living, you know, and say wasted, and then become short of money, difficult for family living, even for that. So that, you see, even your own living, you know, so wasted money even for that. See. Then very easy to happen killing, you know, killing other people, killing yourself. Very easy to happen. So that many problems. So these five upasaka vows. So from those, if you cannot take all the five, from those whichever you feel think you can do, so you can take those vows. Then at least even one from that. So normally I emphasize the killing, abstaining from killing. But for some people, easier to take the morality, abstain from telling lie, you see, or taking alcohol, or the abstain from stealing, or abstain from sexual misconduct, or whatever. You see, you can take the vows which you think that you can do, you know, you can do that, or you're going to try all the five, you know. really put in practice and really make your life very productive, very meaningful. thinking that this my having this perfect, precious, most precious human body is just about once, especially the perfect human body is just about one time. Just about one time, you see, this time. So then you want to do your best. You want to do to use your life, say, spend your life, make your life best use, most productive. Productive means, you see, stop giving harm others. How many vows you have taken, That means you stop them in harms to other sentient beings. This is what one should understand. This many harms you, how many number of vows you have taken, that means this many harms, you stop giving harm others. That's what it means. And that means you stop giving harm, that many harm to yourself as well. So it says one is others, of course others are numberless. Whom you harm are numberless sentient beings. So of course that's the most important thing. But also it means harming to yourself. Harming to any sentient being means harming to yourself as well. So that ought naturally should be understood. So that so usually one vow is then usually I emphasize living the vow, abstaining from killing. Abstaining from killing because nobody want to die, nobody wants to be killed. So even ourselves we don't want to be killed by others. But then of course somebody is difficult. Somebody difficult to take that vow, but something else can do that. So now here, as far as the vows, first I would like to mention this. Very, very, very important to know as much as possible about karma. Then you are able to practice, abandon negative karma, practice good karma, cause of happiness. So then that way you can achieve liberation from samsara, happiness, future life, so liberation from samsara, enlightenment. So liberate other sentient beings who are numberless and bring them to enlightenment. So those able to do from the beginning practice by taking refuge and living in those vows, the precepts. So whatever you can take it, you see. So all these things happens from that. For example, sexual misconduct, complete negative karma of sexual misconduct has four suffering results. Rapid aspect of result, rebirth in the lower realms. heavier one is in hell, then the next one is the thing. Second one, the animal thing. And then the third, lighter than that, maybe preta, I think. That. Might be like that, I'm not 100% sure. But so, then the three suffering result that you experience is due to not a good karma when you're born a human being. Then you experience the experiencing the result, the similar to the cause. So they say that is so your companion, wife or husband, the wishes, her or his wishes are totally opposite to your wishes, you see, not Zen, not Hamanas, totally opposite to your wishes. So then, then you don't have a harmonious life, and so then always fight. Oh, always fight, even living together. But you spend the life also fighting unhappiness, the anger, like that. So disharmony all the time. So the, then disharmony in the family, disharmony in the office, even outside people see the your relationship is disharmony. This is, so the result of the past and the karma sessions conduct. So the so it's good to know, good to remember when kind of these experiences are happening, to rather blaming. If you don't think it's a result of your past karma, if you don't recognize what is said and the teaching, then the blame goes outside. When the blame goes outside, then you get angry. When the blame goes outside on other people, then you get angry. You see, you think it's bad, harm, blah, blah, blah. And then that makes you rise anger. You fight, you retaliate back, you kill, all these things, you see. You do many harms. So like that, then you destroy your happiness. So like that, you see. So the minute when these experiences are happening, the minute when you remember this is a result of your past karma of certain conduct, then immediately there is nobody to complain to, there is nobody to blame to, only blaming to see one's own ego, self-cherishing thought and the desire. So who created this karma in the past, and now you see it made you to experience these sufferings. So you see, blame is only goes to your own selfish mind and the person's mind is the attachment. So then it only inspires you to change your mind, to develop your mind in Dharma. You see, non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment, non-self-cherishing thought. So these problems are you are receiving because in the past life, sexual conduct is done with selfish mind. You see, with selfish mind. Like for example, there are bodhisattvas happened, you know, like thousand wives in the past. You see, the whim of the dream of the spoke. will turn into the dream of the smoke. That or anyway, that happened. You see, the we have thousand wives. See, the bodhisattva. So those you see done without any selfish mind, without a thought seeking happiness for oneself, is done only with a thought seeking happiness only of the sentient beings, done with the great compassion, unbelievable compassion, that you can sacrifice your life, that you for you to be born in the lower realm, in the hell realm, for the happiness of other sentient beings, is like the greatest enjoyment, you know, than the then arahatas achieving liberation forever from oceans of samsara and suffering and causes for oneself. Happiness is much greater than that. Happiness to experience suffering for other, to experience oneself, to experience suffering, to be born in a hell realm, experience suffering for the sake of other sentient beings, you see, for the happiness of the sentient beings. The Bodhisattva's happiness, this is far more, so much greater than the Arhat who is achieving, who was achieving liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering. So Bodhisattva, like that, you see, like the bird, swans, bird swans, you see, very happily enter in the pond, in the lake, in the pond, you see, like the, or the, like the animal, animals who are, feel so hot in the sun, hot sun, felt so hot, then, you know, so happy, unbelievably happy to enter in the water, seeing that happiness. So like that, the Bodhisattvas who get reborn, who choose to be reborn in the hell realm for sentient beings, so they say, like that, the unbelievable joy, happiness, the most unbelievable, unbelievable joy, happiness, to be born and to suffer in the lower realm, in the hell realm, for the sentient beings, much greater than the Arhat who is achieving total liberation forever from oceans of samsara suffering and cause, karma, delusion, so that. So, such as Bodhisattvas, no danger, doesn't become harmful to them, to other sentient beings, see, and they only become, see, how say, collect extensive merits, collect extensive merits, extensive merits, and become closer to enlightenment, quicker to be free from samsara. So normally, they be done, of course, done with the self-cherishing thought of the attachment, with the attachment of the get born the lower realms, with the self-cherishing thought, then, this is, become, however, that action becomes negative karma. So, yeah, like the cause of samsara, cause of the Lord. So that, so, so like that, you see, because I'm just here. So no, from the incredible, unbelievable power of, say, hero compassion, so dedicated for certain things like that, you see, to experience, to be born in hell for certain like that. So only a greater unbelievable collect unimaginable merits, one collect great merit and become closer to enlightenment. So therefore you see that, so therefore it's permitted by Buddha and, because there's no harm, only benefit to the Bodhisattva and other sentient. So anyway, so yeah, so that's why they, to benefit of a sentient beings, so they are Bodhisattvas, like that happened. this you know, created a thousand suns, you see, created a thousand sun, you know, so that you see. So anyway, like the for example, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's past life, captain, a captain, you see, taking the business people to the ocean to collect ushgrams and jewels. So, yeah, something like that. So then there was a black man, a short black man carrying spear, the outside of this. I don't think it's in the same ship, but outside of the ship. Then he wanted to kill all these 500 business people who were in the ship. So then the captain, Bodhisattva captain, knew what this Medadun Dungje, you see, what he was thinking to do, to kill these 500 people, business people. So then Bodhisattva captain thought, well, he's going to create unbelievable heavenly income. So he generated unbelievable compassion, and then and killed. So he decided himself to be born in hell for the sake to make the person to stop creating this heavenly karma and to be born in the Lord Iram for unimaginable number of eons. So then you see he killed that Dujan, the black man carrying the spear. So then by doing that action, engaging killing, by that hero, Bodhisattva, who has the compassion, unbelievable hero, see, so himself decided completely to go on hell, in a way, taking the voluntary, full voluntary, see, the most happy, way, see, doing that. So what happened by that action, killing with the bodhicitta, that was in group compassion. So it met the Buddha, it caused the Bodhisattva. So normally, of course, then you see law, realm, secret bond, all that, you see, such a heavy karma. But but here, then such unbelievable, powerful heroes, the compassion, you see. So therefore, dedicated completely himself to be born in hell for protect that person from engaging heavenly karma. So that action caused to be shorter in samsara. How long? 100,000 eons to be shorter in samsara. So without bodhicitta, then it will be longer to be in samsara. But now here, with bodhicitta, it becomes cause to be shorter in samsara. 100,000 eons to be shorter in samsara. That means quicker to achieve enlightenment. You see, 100,000 eons quicker to achieve enlightenment also can be understood like that. So all like that, you see. So similar, you see, that was through the killing, but then also this can relate to that. Like the Bodhisattva, who produced 1,000 sun, 1,000 sun, 1,000 and the wife, see like that. So anyway, so three actions of the body, killings, stealing, sexual conduct, then telling lies, slandering, gossiping, speaking words which hurt others. So these seven actions, such a bodhisattva, heroine, male. So then we see unbelievable power of compassion like that. It doesn't become need karma, it becomes only unbelievable cause to collect the most extensive merit and to achieve enlightenment, kuga like that. So anyway, So this is the experience of the result of the smell cause. Then the other one is the other one is the possessed result. And then you get born in the dirty place. See, you get born where you live in the future. See, dirty place, very unhealthy, filled with caca, you know, poo poo, filled with the poo poo, and you know, dirty, very dirty, smelly, you know, filled like that. So yeah, somehow you have to leave this place like this. You see, even for us, sometimes. Mostly you live in a clean place, but sometimes 5 minutes or 6 minutes, or for sometimes you have to cross such a place where it's a very smell, very dirty places you have to cross. So even that is a result of past life, the possessed result of past life, such things come down. Like that, you see. So everything what you experience, happiness, you know, suffering, whatever you experience, the different conditions of life or change of life, whatever. So you see, everything is a result of your karma. every hour, every minute, whatever you are experiencing, you see, every second is a result of your past karma. Karma created this life, karma created from past lives. So that, so then the third one is creating results, similar to action. What need karma you created in the past, and so you're doing that again in that human life, you see. And then again, engaging again in sexual misconduct. So like that, you see. So then that produce again 4 suffering result. You know, rebirth in the lower realm and 3 sufferings you experience in the human realm. And then you see, the one of them is creating results, similar to the cause. Completely the karma, then that produces again 4 suffering result, so that has created result from the cause, and then you see you create completely the karma, then you again you produce 4 suffering result. So like that, it becomes endless. So the you see, if you don't purify the past negative karma. You see, if you don't purify, if you don't confess, then you experience the suffering result. You don't confess, you don't purify, and you don't live in a vow. You don't take a vow, you see, abstaining from that sexual misconduct. If you don't live the vow again, if you don't live vow, you don't confess. So there's nothing change. You see, so then only the past negative karma is repeated, you know, due to the imprint, the habituation, the negative imprint. Then you engage in the same negative karma over and over different lives. You see, continuously, endlessly. So endlessly, from that one negative karma. Then you have the creating result, similar to cause, experience endlessly. So that means the suffering, the 4 suffering of the 3 other sufferings, you experience endlessly. So this from one negative karma, one time sexual conduct. So you experience the those 4 result sufferings, you see, endlessly. But that is from this one act. From this one act, if you don't purify, confess, if you don't change your action, living in the morality, abstaining from, you see, the sexual conduct, then you experience for the 4 suffering result endlessly from this one act. So therefore, so this negative imprint is the most terrifying, most terrifying, because that's what endless suffering or samsara. This one negative imprint left in the mind of the certain conductor, see, by this one act, you know. So continuously, again and again, makes you be born in the hell realms and suffer. So this negative imprint left by the conduct, the action, is the most terrifying. very important to understand more about karma and these things, you see. Very, very essential point. So that, then karma is definite to experience, is a result happiness or suffering. See, then if it didn't meet obstacles, say, virtue or non-virtue, say, for the virtue, then the obstacles, see, anger, heresy, ill will, ill will, so forth. that destroys the berries, completely blow up, you see, like a house, you see, or during the war or something, you know, or by throwing bombs and that. Anyway, make it non-existent. So the made it completely, see, like burned rice, so you can't plant that to grow again. Like burned corns, burned. This is right. So if the merit is collected with the motivation bodhicitta, then you can merit can last, cannot be destroyed completely. And also if it's dedicated to achieving enlightenment of sentient beings, it cannot be destroyed completely. So still the merit. So the marriage, you see, become weaker. It cannot be completely destroyed, but become weaker, become less. as the Papanga Tsingpo mentioned, you see, that like a mountain. There's a mountain and the trucks came to take away many stones, but still the mountain is still there. So like that. So the merit cannot be completely destroyed, but it becomes weaker, smaller. So therefore now, when you dedicate the merit, if you seal with the emptiness, by maintaining the emptiness, if you dedicate the merit, look at all those empty, eyes empty, your merit, other sentiment merit empty, yourself empty, look at the enlightenment empty, and look at the sentiment empty, bring it to enlightenment, so look at it empty. So in that way, by the sealing with the emptiness, then you are merit, then you are merit, you see, it's a completely, fully protected. Even heresy, anger, as a letter, cannot destroy your merit. So therefore, again, here, it's unbelievable, so important to collect, to dedicate the merit, to begin the collecting merits with the motivation of bodhicitta, So you collect the limitless scars of inexhaustible, limitless scars of merits. Then after you complete the virtuous activity, dedicate, how important it is dedicated for enlightenment. And then how important it is to seal with the emptiness. So without understanding these practices, how to practice, how to dedicate merits, how to collect merits, most extensive way. So if you don't know these things, then if you make an offering, billion, zillion dollars, extensive offering to many thousands of monks, or you see, however, whatever extensive virtue you collect, you see, something very extensive that most people cannot do. So if you did something very extensive, it's not sure whether it become, first of all, it's not sure whether it become virtuous, whether it become virtue, dharma, because it depends on the motivation. First, the motivation has to be pure, become dharma, then your actions become dharma, cause of happiness. So that is it. So like the four different level of motivation, like that, as I often mention. So action is a cause of enlightenment, the action is a cause of rebirth, how that caused it to be ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and the action is a cause of happiness in future lives, like that. Then last one, action which become non-virtual. it might help. Just not cause but condition of some comfort of this life, some success in life. From that, by doing that, it might be a condition, but not a cause, but it might be a condition for that. But it's the action. But those actions are non-virtue. Even you're reciting prayer, even you are doing meditation, even you are making charity to others, but your motivation is attachment, seeking happiness this life, reputation to become famous, to increase wealth, power in this life. So then, even you did extensive charity to thousand, million, billion people, sentient animals, even you made charity, then it doesn't become dharma, doesn't become virtue. Even though it helped for the animals to live, to not die, but for people who don't have food and able to survive, even though it helped them, but your action didn't become dharma, doesn't become cause of happiness. So it only become non-virtual. So that So even your manner is reciting mantras or doing prayers and making charity, so forth. But if the motivation is anger, attachment clinging to this life, ignorance, not knowing karma, not knowing dharma, then you see, even though such living in the ascetic life, living in the solitary place, not seeing people, not seeing anybody, not seeing even the birds. Not seeing even the birds. The outside. Not seeing even the worms. So anyway, that the whole life does not become dharma, virtue. So that. So even the outside manners, even like that, like dharma, but doesn't become dharma. So like that, you see. So So you see, merits other than that, you see, you see, get destroyed completely. See, paralysis, anger, heresy, evil, will, there are also the other things. So, that. So therefore, practicing patience again becomes so important in the life, you know, unbelievable. It helps many ways. You know, practicing patience helps so many ways in the life. See, so that, yeah, so that's it. So the karma is definite to experience this result. And then second outline, you see, is karma is expandable. The inner factor, karma is inner factor, your you see, mental factor. Simjung, see, mental factor, see. That which accompanies with principle consciousness, Zosem, you know, in the five, five similar ways. So this, so see, so I don't know what I'm talking about. So, so and that's the one reason. You see, that's one reason. Even though we who have opportunity, Buddhist, who have opportunity to practice Dharma, to practice virtue, even doing many things, or so certain times, you know, trying to do something, you see, trying to accomplish something, virtue, quality virtue. However, there's nothing happening to your mind, no development, nothing happening to the mind. No sign, nothing good sign, nothing happens to the mind. So, like that, you see. So, why? So, rising delusion that every day, every hour, every minute, second, much of the time, rising delusion and motivating, creating karma. Negative karma with the three poisonous mind attachment to cling to life, like that, you see. So not only this life, from beginningless rebirth, this is how the life has been. So the karma, mostly, it has been negative karma from beginningless rebirth. Karma, that is what has been collecting, mostly negative karma. So that. So unbelievable, you know, that not finished, the suffering result. So many, you see. So like this. This is how life has been. So we collect merit only time to time. Negative karmas continuously with delusion. But we collect we practice Dharma only time to time. Collect merits time to time. due to limitation of understanding Dharma, how to practice Dharma, you know, how to collect merit. So not knowing how to practice Dharma. So then if one try to practice Dharma, try to collect merit, then didn't know about the motivations, how everything depends on motivation, the secrecy of the mind, doesn't know that. So many, basically you believed that I practice Dharma, but did not become Dharma. But you see, nothing became Dharma. So that happens. So that happens, you see, even in the whole life, somebody who doesn't know Dharma can read prayers, can recite mantras, can do all those things, but does not know Dharma. So the secrecy of the mind doesn't know that. So then whole life, you see, but what person believes in practice Dharma, do this and that, but nothing become, even retreat, nothing become Dharma. So a person doesn't know the secrecy of the mind, that watching the mind and setting the motivation positive, especially bodhicitta. So that never done. Doesn't know lamrim. Never met lamrim, you know, and never heard teachings of lamrim, or doesn't know, or heard lamrim, but doesn't practice, putting into practice. So like that, you see, even when I try something, Dharma, but didn't become Dharma, didn't become virtue, or only done virtue. So like that. So therefore, even there were some virtue, some pure Dharma, some actions become pure Dharma, some become pure virtue. But again, immediately after some time, blown away, destroyed by anger, heresy. So like that. You collect something, you collect some small virtue, practice some Dharma, they become virtue, Dharma, but then didn't take care of the mind, you didn't take care of your life, means you didn't take care of your mind, so the anger, heresy, right, destroy away the marriage. So therefore, you can see how it's not easy to have realization. Why is the realization not happening easily? Why the mind is not transforming easily into from attachment to renunciation, from self-cessation to into bodhicitta, from anger into patience, all that, you see, three principal aspects part, and the guru devotion, all that, you see, root part, and the tantra part. Why this is not happening? why this is not happening easily? So there are all these reasons behind, you see. One needs to understand about the life. Then of course, if one knows lamrim, if one knows how to practice Dharma, practice, then also very easy to have realization. Another aspect of life, who knew lamrim, how to practice lamrim, then you see, if one put into action, then very easy to develop guru devotion, very easy to receive blessings of guru, very easy to generate those realizations, sutra and tantra. So the karma is expandable. For example, the one tree in India, the seed is something very very small, very small. See, you plant that huge tree and many thousands of branches, 500 horse carriage. Can stay under the branch, you see. and the branch, because the tree is so big. You see, in India, when you go by train, in India, you see those trees, and many horse carriages. And so anyway, now then it said the karma is more expandable than those outside phenomena. So you see, one small need karma, the results are almost unbelievable. And then small virtuous action, the result happiness, unbelievable, amazing in one life, or hundred thousands of lifetimes, you experience. So that. And then, if you haven't created karma, then you don't experience the result at all. Nothing can do, you see. Then yeah, if you haven't created karma, then you never experience, you see, result of suffering, happiness at all. If you create the cause, if you create karma, no matter how many billion, zillion years takes time, you know, then if it's not, if the virtue is not destroyed by anger, heresy, and that, you see, and the non-virtue not confessed, you see, in the purified or generated path, which you remove that. So, if nothing happened, then yeah, if the karma is created, you see, how many billion, zillion, trillion years takes time, you still definitely experience the result. So like that, you see. So therefore, then, one, so important this is protecting karma. So how about by living the vow, this, you know, five, the, what's the vow, you know, five lay vow, whatever number of vow you leave, then you are protecting karma. Protecting karma, you see. You're doing the practice. So the whatever number of vow, whatever vow you're taking, the result of happiness you experience hundred thousands of lifetimes. Then as it done with the renunciation, you achieve liberation from samsara. As it done with the bodhicitta motivation, you achieve from that, you achieve enlightenment. So become cause of enlightenment, so that way. Yeah. So people who are taking refuge, please stand up, okay? Do three possessions by visualizing the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha statue here. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha statue here. Backside, you see. So, think as actual living Buddha, three positions, okay? After that, then again, three position to the Lama who gives refuge, okay? Right. If you finish the prostration to the Lama who gives refuge, then you can kneel down. Those who can kneel down, you can kneel down. Those who can't, then you see, you can sit, you know, relax. And then keep your hands in mudra prostration. keep your fingers inside, so, like we should offer worship ground a jewel, so, like that, so not empty hand, like this. And then see, at the heart. Okay. Then please repeat the ceremony prayer. Then repeat. Okay. Zumba. So until say until I say I get liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma delusion, then I'll be continuously will be attacked by the general suffering of samsara, the particular sufferings of the each realm. Such as suffering of pain, suffering of change, temporary samsara pleasure, and pervasive compound of suffering. The aggregates. See? I'll be constantly attacked, suffer. And then you see, so this one time, just about once, I have received this precious in my body, spirit is perfect in my body. Just about once after this, must. for the benefit of these sentient beings, I must teach enlightenment, okay? Then they will go for therefore see I take I say rely upon Buddha, go for refuge Buddha, who is the founder of the actual refuge Dharma. Dharma, I go for refuge Dharma as actual refuge. like the actual medicine or so to heal the sicknesses, you know. So you go for look for doctor, you rely on doctor, and then see who prescribes you, checks your sicknesses and tells you, and then rely on the medicine treatment, you see, which actually heals the sicknesses. Then the nurse who helped in this taking medicine and so one happened there. So similar here, I do want to happen. Sangha, who helps you, who inspires you, who encourages you, who become the example, to actualize the who supports you to actualize Dharma in your heart, okay? The actual refuge Dharma in your heart. So go for refuge Sangha, okay? Yeah, that. So please repeat the prayer. I go for refuge to requesting the master to pay attention. Zumba Gonsu Sol. Dam is I, who's called. Then you place your mention name, okay? I, whose name is. Then go for refuge to Buddha. To the Buddha, who is the sublime one among the two legs, human beings. 강예 남제 초 Masa da, please mention your name. Jeji wa, today ne sono de, chizi tsoye padu. Until the death time. The vow is taken, the refuge is taken until the death time, okay? Same, so the vows. Sangye la, tapsu chi wo. So sangye, sang is the eliminated disturbance or obscuration and subtle departments. All the mistakes of mind, okay? Sang, ge, then fully develop the mind, you know? Complete all the realizations, okay? Nothing more to develop. Sangye. Remember, meaning of the Buddha. Then go for it. Sangye la, kyapsu chi wo. Means 100% rely on the Buddha, okay? The heart. So, 100 times much more than allow the doctor. Even the doctor give correct medicine, but it cures the sickness only temporarily, not forever. So here, by practicing Dharma, by going for refuge with Dharma Sangha, by practicing Dharma, it completely ceases the cause of suffering. Karma, delusion, it's a cause. It completely ceases. Okay? So by ceasing this, then all the sicknesses, all the rest of the sufferings, sicknesses are the one, you see. There are many things, there's so many other sufferings. So you will get liberated from all the sufferings by ceasing the cause of the suffering, you see. So it makes huge sense by practicing Dharma. So one has to understand what means practicing Dharma. So ceasing all the cause of the sufferings. Okay? All the cause of, you know, how many there's all the suffering, but cause of all the sufferings. So if you practice Dharma, that's why they cease all that. So it's the most unimitable there. By practicing Dharma, cease the cause of all the sufferings. Then that's how you get liberated from all the sufferings. Any suffering. So this practicing Dharma means practicing Dharma means protecting you from one suffering, one type of suffering, not like that. Protecting you, liberates you from all the suffering of samsara and cause the karma delusion. See. Okay? So that it's for everything. So practicing Dharma is a solution for everything, solution for all the sufferings. So one has to understand that. And the Dharma is the only one that one can cease the cause of the sufferings. It is the only one, Dharma. It's the only one. There's no other things. And to cease the cause of suffering, which is not upside, which is with the one suffering, see? Their mind. Yeah. So then again, feel great happiness, joy. You know that you have opportunity. This life you have met Dharma, and you have opportunity to practice. You have opportunity to practice. So, if you take medicine, see, even though it helps, it's only sicknesses. It doesn't cease the cause. It doesn't cease all the sufferings. It doesn't cease all the sufferings. So that it's only the sicknesses, but even that only temporarily, not completely. So therefore, practicing Dharma means you see solution for everything. Practicing Dharma, solution for everything. So it's very good. So practicing Dharma it's very good to have this idea, broad, the broad view, you see. Means solution for everything. all the sufferings, for every suffering. So, for Buddha, okay? 100,000 times more than a lot of doctor. Now, take it to Dharma. Dachatan Tawa Namji Cho Chela Japsu Chivo. I'm going for refuge to the Dharma, that which is the cessation, or which is devoid of attachment. So the because the attachment is you see, even though the root is ignorance, but the attachment is the way that's the very common, you see, the very close cause of the samsara. So therefore, you see, that's that when you take refuge Dharma, it says Dharma, which is cessation of attachment. That you see. So brings up the cause of some of the particular the attachment, brings up that, you see, here. We say that is the sort of main thing. If the root is ignorance. So the very common cause of samsara is attachment. So the common understanding. Dajadan Tawa Namji Cho Chela Japsu Chivo. So with the whole heart, all the 100,000 times much more rely on the Dharma than the medicine. So more like that. Then now next one is the so you see Dharma. So Buddha has two, you see. Absolute Buddha means Dharma. Absolute Buddha is Dharmakaya, Buddha's whole mind, okay? Then the all-obscuring Buddha, all-obscuring truth, Buddha, that is, you see, Sambuddhakaya, Nimalakaya, okay? Now the Absolute Dharma is the true cessation of the sufferings, true cessation of the suffering, and true path. The wisdom directly perceive emptiness. So that is so the true cessation of the suffering and true cessation of the defilements, okay? Gross subtle defilement. Then true path, wisdom directly perceive emptiness. Okay? Rely upon dim 100,000 times much more than how much is around medicine. Okay. External medicine. Now then, rely upon the Sangha, sublime one among the assemblies. So Sangha has two, the ordinary Sangha, first of all, Absolute Sangha. Absolute Sangha is doesn't have to be four. Can be one. Can be a lay person, can be an ordinary person, can be anybody. But who has realization of the Absolute Dharma, cessation of the suffering department, and wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. So that. So that's Absolute Sangha. Now the conventional Sangha is who doesn't have the Absolute Dharma realization, see. Who is living in the full ordination monk, 250 vows, then you see, then who is living the Geloma vow, full Bhikshuni vow, see, the 365 or 663, I'm missing, remember. So, that, so that is the ordinary Sangha. who don't have realization of Dharma, okay? So here, taking refuge to both. So that's what we have to understand. So see, so it comes in the refuge vow, see, that three vows, three vows, see, to practice, and three vows, Gapalapcha, to be abandoned, three vows to practice, Dubelapcha. So they have mentioned, you see, in the daily life, whenever you see somebody wearing the robes, so without judging the person's mistakes, you see, somebody who wears robes, don't think, you see, immediately think, oh, this is my guide, Sangha, this is my guide, my spiritual guide, you see, who liberated me from the oceans of samsara suffering. So you see, then you when you think that, respect also comes. Respect. Then, but you see, thinking, you know, the many qualities of the Sangha has. So, yeah, see, whatever the person itself is, but from your side, you see, think of that, all the qualities of the Sangha, you see, there is the respect. So that, you see. So then you collect so much good karma. So much good karma, you see. To achieve happiness, spiritual life, liberation, enlightenment. Especially that sound of Bodhicitta, so that. So when we take refuge, we take refuge both. Absolute Sangha and the absolute Sangha, then Kunzu Vikripitra, the Sangha, the Kunzu, all of Scripture, that related to the mind, you know, all of Scripture, truth, you see. All of Scripture, all of that related to the mind. That was it. That. For Dharma, the absolute Dharma is that one, cessation of the suffering, the defilements, and true path. But the Dharma, all of screening, see, the Dharma. That is it. That is this. They are, see, the scriptures. The three basket teachings, the scriptures, there's a conventional, the Kunze Vichu, the Dharma of the all obscuring, see, the mind, the truth. See. So that. So please do the first, please do the second repetition. Kanye nam ye cho. Tumba gongsu sol. Da. Please mention your name. Shiji ve. Today ne sunde. Chise choye pao. Kanye nam ye cho. Sangje la. Jep su chi wo. Now, next one. Take a look. First one. Buddha. Now, next one. Dharma. So, Doja da chawa. Nam je cho. Chue la jep su chi wo. So, nam je cho. Gidun la jep su chi wo. Da. Relive on Dharma. Relive on Sangha. Okay? So, nam je cho. Gidun la jep su chi wo. That is the way about to into the dead, you see. I request to be the Ubaska, what's that? To be Ubaska? So if you take only refuge, still, the Ubaska only refuge, okay? If you're taking another vows, you take those vows. Ubaska, this many vows, okay? Da chisi tuya padu. So there's no time to do specific the titles. So it's a lot of time. So I'm going to suggest Yongzuo Genyin Tu. Yongzuo Genyin Tu. Zunbei. Songdu. So. You can repeat two more times. Zumba Gonsu Sol. Da, please mention your name. She gave to dinner Sunday. She said to her, Padu. Ganye nam de cho. Sanja la japsu chivo. Going for the Buddha. Next one, going for the Dharma. To Jadan Chawa. Nam de cho. Chu la japsu chivo. The next one, I said. Go for the Sangha. So, Nam Jay Cho. Gidun La Japsu Chiwa. Da. Chisi Tsuya Pato. Yamsa Ginyin Tu. Tsumbe Sungdo So. So, end of the third. End of the third repetition. The water wandering mind. Must sense is very strong thought. I have received this idea. Refuge vow, okay? And after the person of the Lama, you even did, okay? And then, end of this, I become your Lopan. Lopan is a leader leading the disciple in the path of liberation. Lopan. They have to repeat that word, okay? Zumba Gonsu Sol. Da. Please mention your name. Shiji Ve. Today Ne Sunde. Chise Tsuye Padu. Ganye Nam Je Cho. Sangje La. Take a Buddha. Yapsu Chi Wo. Next one, take a Dharma. Do Cha Dang Cha Wa. Nam Je Cho. Chue La Yapsu Chi Wo. Sangha. Cho Nam Je Cho. Gidun la japsu chivo. Da. Chisi tsuye padu. Yungzwa ginyin tu. Lopin jie song tu. without a wrong demand, must generate thought, strong thought I have received. If you take only the one Upasaka vow, if you take any other vows, Upasaka vow this many. Okay. Then the only holy, as I'm supposed to put the voice, can you do it loudly? But it didn't happen. Da, can you do? Lebih jisung do so. So now the see, those who are taking a vow, see, thinking, so as arhatas, they kept this vow, they changed their mind and their action, see, they kept this vow, you know, it's really liberation. So I'm also good, you know, they change my attitude and actions, and we'll keep this vow, okay. Chitangmunje, Dajamba Namji, Sochaba Bangde, Sochaba Le, Dawa Techingdo, Daming, please put your name, Shijiwe, today Nesungde, Chizhe Tsuyabado. This, those who take morality are absolutely killing me. Dajamba Namji, Sochaba Bangde, Sochaba Le, Dawa Jiwo, Yela Tangbo Di, Da Papa, Da Jamba, Hadaga Labala, Jesu Lobo, Jesu Dubo, Dieto, Sang, Jeda Papa, Sin Shaba, Da Jamba, Yang Da Papa, Dobe Sanje. Majimba Lambadang. Lobola Yen Ba Tang, Zundu Me Wa Tang, Dui Chang Tang, Jewe Chang, Neva Jiwa, Pame Ben Ne Bang De, Pame Ben Ne Le, La Dawa Jiwo, La Dawa Jiwa Te Shin Tu, Da, please mention your name, Shi Jiwe Chang, Tudin Ne Sun De. And here, sorry, I forgot to mention. So those who have taken higher vows, see, 36 vows, Gitul and Gelongs, you cannot think, you cannot repeat it and think, oh, I have received, you know, what's the vow, you see, like that. You can't take the law of vow. The eight mana precept, that's very special. That has permit can take by the by who has taken higher vow, the Gisul Gelong vows, they can take that. That's special. That's done with the Bodhicitta. You know, there are few exceptions. It has otherwise higher vow, you can't take the eight, you know, eight Padmasa vows, can't take that. Who is Gelong Gisul's, also cannot take the five lay vows. I was about to cannot take the. Chidang 뇌의 장당, 쪼배 장, 여바 교와, 밤에 왜 내 빵대, 밤에 왜 내래, 라또바 교와, 대신도, 다, 세기 외장, 두대내 손대, 지제 초에 봐도, 마침바 랑바탕, 너배 러바 엠바탕, 두대 매와탕, 뇌의 장당, 쪼배 장, 여바 교와, 밤에 왜 내 방대, 밤에 왜 내래, 나도 와지오, 에랑 아버디, 다 봐봐, 다 좀 봐, 대다하게, 라발라, 제수, 로보, 제수, 주보, 지혜토. 때문에 스탑이 너무 렉소, 오케이? 생, here's the method, then you are respond to the lexo, okay? Yes. 타와, you know, lexo. Oh, yeah. That's very well done. Thank you very much. So, you learn one Tibetan language, Lekso. Okay, so, that's it. So then, say, do a teleport session. That's it. Okay, like before. To the Lama who gave the reference. Then, dedication, and that's it. Due to all the past, present, future merits collected by oneself, three time merits collected by then numberless sentient beings and Buddhas. May I able to complete the parameter of morality without mistakes, keeping pure without pride. Okay, so please dedicate to this. So, think, please think, so you are taking this precepts. refuge and space taking the precepts means you stop giving harm to all the sentient beings. This many harm to all the sentient beings, okay? So that means you are giving peace. You are giving peace to all those sentient beings, okay? Number is in them, but you're giving peace. So that was and of course, that is also to yourself. So remember that. That you've taken refuge, especially to the vow, that means you stop that many harm to the sentient beings and you see benefit. Okay? That's very, very important. Please dedicate the merits, and then these are the three time merits collected by you by taking the refuge vow and the sentient again. Okay. So, and then the bodhicitta to be actualized within you and your family members in the hearts of all the sentient beings. Okay, like that. In the hearts of all the sentient beings. And Jnana Bodhicitta in our heart, but Jnana Bodhicitta to increase. Changju Simjo Rinpoche Mate Pa Nama Yenge Jyoche Jepa Nyampa Me Pa May the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the leaders of the world, especially leaders of Mainland China and another country where so much suffering, so much torture, so much suffering to people, and the lack of those leaders and a good heart. Okay? Bodhicitta, stop. Changju Simjo Rinpoche Mate Pa Na Yenge Jo Jeva Nyambay Me Bay Khoi Ne Gondo Yebe Ay Jo. These are the past, present, future, merits, collected by one of the three time magical ordinary. May the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the in the hearts of all the people who follow different religions.
Changju Simjo Rinpoche Maje Pama Jiruje Keva Nyamba Meva Ye Kone Kondo Bewa.
These are the past, present, future, merits, collective, and merits, collective, other sins. May I have sin qualities, Lama Tsongkhapa, and benefit to all the numberless sentient beings. And offer limitless God benefit to sending me teaching Buddha Dalai Lama Tsongkhapa to have like this forever.
Terakunda Jawa Tungave Dejo Shinye Ngoza Sebe Tu Jewe Ngape Lansan Tinye Kishe Tayang Dawa Ma Juchi Yeme Jo Namdara Tsame Chintan Dela Chintya Se Chibe Yintu Teka Choke Rinye Nan Chuchi Losan Jewe Tintan Jawa Raishu
Due to all the past, present, future, merit, glory, and 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 merit, glory,
Kangde rawe yukwe ichin dere ipendanga yende vayamalu yichumwe ne Tere isi vay tenze jato yishave Sete yapato yatenjo yichin
I can read the English way at the time.
Tony Nje Soyo Jube Lama Che
Jere, Siwanga, Sejaja, Changa, Kanze, Yonso, Jaja, Mala, Kanze, Vadesa, Tinde, Nidu, Chavanza, Nando, Chuni, Samet, Tinde, Tasha, Tundu, Jetu, Tinde, 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 merely labored by mind. As I, who's also merely labored by mind, achieved Guru Satyamanda Buddha's enlightenment, which is to merely labored by mind. And lead all the sentient beings who are merely labored by the mind. Bring in the full enlightenment of Guru Satyamanda Buddha, that is also merely labored by mind. By myself alone, who is also merely labored by mind.
Boy.
So that's it.